702. The Worldview.
Let's catch up now with John Adderley from London, telling us stories around the world. News from around the world. John, let's start Germany and Denmark bringing home women and children with links to the Islamic State. This is from a camp in northern Syria.
Yeah, good morning. You're right. Yeah, a statement that came in overnight from the German Foreign Ministry, which says that it has repatriated 8 women who joined the Islamic State group and 23 children. They've been brought back from a camp in Kurdish-controlled northeastern Syria. And Berlin also says Denmark brought 3 women and 14 children back to its territory as part of the same operation. Carried out, we're told, by the US, with help from the US, a US military plane apparently brought the group to Kuwait, and then they boarded a flight to Frankfurt. Now, the German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas says that the children are not responsible for their situation, but the mothers will have to answer for their acts, and said that many of them are now being held in custody in Germany. So we've now got children, some of whom are in particular need of protection, some of whom can now be reunited with a guardian in Germany. You know, it's not their fault that one of their parents went to join the Islamic State group in Syria. And I think, you know, this is a sign of the difficulties now, if you like, in the aftermath of Islamic State. You know, they've lost a lot of influence and power, but people from different countries, including the UK, have gone over either to join Islamic State group or maybe just to marry someone that's in the group, and then they take their children with them. What do you do? Do you allow them back into this, into your country? Are they a security threat? You might recall the issue about Shamima Begum, the British schoolgirl who joined Islamic State in 2015, and she wanted to get her UK citizenship restored, but it was denied because they said that she was a security threat. So it's very, very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, one will have concerns raised about the safety of this, but also, of course, I mean, so many of these people don't necessarily go there out of free will. So I suppose it'll be a case-by-case basis. John, tell me about a new dinosaur discovery.
Yeah, this is an odd one. Scientists have described the oldest known meat-eating dinosaur from the UK. It's a chicken-sized animal that would have been a metre long, including its tail, and it's a new dinosaur. They've recategorised it as a dinosaur from the theropod group, which includes the T-Rex, but I think this is probably the baby of the punch, this one, only a metre long. It dates from the late Triassic period, so that's more than 200 million years ago. The intriguing thing is that it was first discovered in South Wales in 1983, but they've reclassified it as a new species of dinosaur. Apparently, there was a filing error at the National Natural History Museum in London. It got lost in the vast collections of the museum and was mistakenly filed under crocodilian remains, but somebody unearthed it and recategorized it and said, hey, we think we've literally unearthed the oldest UK dinosaur. So I think researchers are getting very excited about that.
And tell me about Boris Johnson's rousing Conservative Party conference speech.
Oh yeah, we should mark this because, of course, this is our Prime Minister, you know, with the party faithful in Manchester closing the Conservative Party conference. I think he's been waiting for this because, of course, last year's event was online, so it was all rather dry. This time, of course, he had a crowd there, you know, cheering him on almost every word. It was littered with jokes and a light-hearted approach, which some might say is not very prime ministerial, particularly at a time that many people feel that they're suffering at the moment and families struggling with rising energy bills and all the rest of it. But Boris Johnson, as you say, a rousing speech. He says he's going to sort it all out. He says only this government has the guts to tackle the problems and create a high-wage, high-skilled, low-tax economy. But I think, as I say, that message will grate with some people that are struggling. So we'll see what the winter brings. But there are fears that energy prices are going to go up. You know, once we put the electricity and the heating goes up in the winter, that we're going to have a difficult autumn and winter ahead. But Boris Johnson says he's going to sort it all out.
He's got the guts, doesn't he? A lot of critics will say, of course, it was more bluster than substance. John Adderley, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.